Hello, this is An Absolute Creation with another podcast. I've been doing a lot of these lately, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm bored. Yep, that pretty much sums it up. And I got a lot to say. And I like hearing my voice, and I like when people comment on my threads, and I like ATS points. But other than that, I do it because I'm bored. So, this podcast is going to be about something that I have been thinking not enough about lately, and that is if this world as we know it today is really as bad as we know it today. And the reason I ask is I look at my grandfather, born in 1917, passed away a few years ago, God rest his soul, but he had a long life, very happy life. Amazing man, to be honest with you, a great role model. I couldn't pick anything that I would have changed about the guy. He was just a stand-up dude. And if you're listening, I say, hey, what's up, buddy? Hope you're doing well. But anyway, I wanted to state that he lived a very long, long life. And within that life, he went through World War One, the crazy World War One. He went through the stock market crash and the Great Depression, where people lined up in soup lines outside the streets just to get fed. He lived through World War II. He lived through the Great War of World War II. He lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis. He lived through Watergate. He lived through Vietnam. He lived through so many, all the wars since, except for the last two. And I'm trying to think of myself, I'm like, how paranoid would I be if I was living in the 60s and my president was just assassinated during a time period in the Cold War where, you know, Russia, so I should say the Soviet Union, had bombs in Cuba pointed at every major city? I mean, what does that do for the anxiety? What does that do for the conspiracy theories? I mean, you know, back in that period, they probably still had, you know, the Pearl Harbor conspiracy on, you know, still on tap. They were still bleeding that one to death, and probably for good reasons. But I just question our ability to recognize the, you know, unoriginality of our present turbulent situation, and if it is as extreme as... The reason I say this is because I personally think that we're sitting on the end, you know, we're sitting on a ticking time bomb, and any day now the whole goddamn thing's gonna blow up, and we're all gonna be, some of us are gonna be saying I told you so, while the other people are gonna be saying what the hell just happened, and then we're all gonna struggle to survive even tougher than we're doing it now. Perhaps maybe an experience in life in countries say that we've bombed back to the middle of the Stone Ages. Because obviously we have no frame of reference on any life outside of a luxury tax. But other than that, I just wanted to see if anybody else out there had any opinions on whether or not our present situation is any more, you know, apocalyptic than we've seen it in the past, let's say the last 100 years. I mean, come on, imagine to live through Nazism. That's gotta start some dinner conversations in itself. So I guess I just want to hear other people's opinions on whether or not you believe that our situation right now is going to spiral out of control into a place where we, you know, we're painting the worst case scenario, or is it just something that, you know, through the sands of time, it's just a roller coaster ride of good and bad that just hopefully one day is going to balance itself out. I'd be interested to hear what the people at ATS have to say. And if you want to reply in a podcast, that'd be cool, because then I'd reply back in one, and then we could start a virtual conversation. Yeah. All right, this is An Absolute Creation. Thanks for listening, and I do hope people out there answer my question, because I genuinely want to know the answers. Take care. Peace. I'm out.